Yo, 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 everybody, welcome to New York 60, your new favorite commute podcast. It's your boy JX on the mic here with the illest dudes in all of New York City. Who do I have sitting to my left today?
We got Piff, a.k.a. Piff and Thones.
Got Seto, a.k.a. Starlos.
C-Spec in the building, your Candy Studios.
Info, a.k.a. Brother Craig.
Hey, we're repping today. Thanks for checking out the podcast. We are just a bunch of New York City hustlers out here giving life advice, talking about whatever it is. And if you enjoy, stick around. You might learn a thing or two.
Random thought, shout out to my boy Uncle Steve, who couldn't be here today.
Yeah,
Uncle Steve. He's getting busy in the kitchen right now.
Working in the kitchen.
Next menu. Let's go.
Making that living, making things work. So
literally.
This week was kind of crazy for me. I went to, first off, I got a ticket on my bike for so allegedly running a red light.
Hold on. You were speeding?
Did you run the red light?
Were you speeding or were you running a red light?
They said I was running a red light. So I get pulled over by this guy, and this cop up in Harlem on 125th, right? So he's standing there in the bike lane. He's got his car and an officer next to it, and he jumps out in front of me and goes like this, like with his arms spread out. And I stop and I swerve, trying not to hit the guy, because if I hit an officer with a bike, like what's going to happen? They're going to cuff me and take me out.
25 of life.
Yeah, exactly.
At least for you?
Just gone.
Or 25 minutes.
Word, assault.
Assault.
That's assault 25 on an officer.
25
yeah.
minutes.
And you know he'd be bragging about it. Yeah, he would have bragged about it to the people, just be like, yo, I got beat up and I took him in. Anyway, so he's like, oh, we got you coming through and everything. And I was like, okay, sure you did. And I was like, all right. And he's just like, all right, give me your license. And I was like patting myself down. I was like, oh, man, hopefully he doesn't think I'm pulling out something. I'm just like, I'm getting my pockets to get my ID.
Did you fear for your life?
A little bit, because I was just like, what's this guy doing? Well, mainly because he saw me like reaching into my pockets, and I was just like, yo, dude. I was like, oh,
and,
no.
And anyway, not for nothing, you look like a man with a butterfly knife in every pocket.
Yeah.
Did you tell him I'm going in my pockets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told him that.
What are you going in your pockets for? Huh?
Yeah, you fucking douchebag.
Yeah, exactly.
Get him.
Get the bomb squad out here. This guy. So
this guy's explosive.
So I get it, give the ID, and I just sitting there like mad because I was just like, I got stopped on my bike. Anyway, I go to pay the thing. First off, it's like $190.
Damn.
I was just like, what is this?
For running a red light? I think that's more than a car.
Yeah. So I was just like, what is this? And so they tell me on the website, you can pay all the tickets for an officer that gives it to you.
Pay or dispute an app.
Exactly. So you can pay or you can dispute it and say ASAP. You're innocent. So I looked up. He had given me 3 tickets. He said I ran 3 blocks of lights. And I was just like, wait, for like $570 for bikes? I was like, no, man. So I'm definitely innocent, and I got to go to court for a bike ticket.
Oh, shit.
That's my week.
Free Jordan. He out here, but free him.
Jordan, man. I think you could dispute. You could be like, yo, why you didn't pull me over on the first one?
Yeah, exactly.
He tried to scam you, bro.
Yeah, he's up there in Harlem trying to be like, yo, this guy's not going to pay. He's going to run or something. And then got me, dude. Now I'm going to get evidence. Be like, yo they're all yellow, man.
What's crazy is that.
That's what it was.
Free Jay.
He probably thought like, you're right. He probably did think this guy, nobody ever stops for me when I've hit these lights. And this guy stopped for me. I'm going to hit him with every ticket I've needed to give for the last 3 months. 590, this guy can afford it if he stopped.
I know. So I'm sitting there, all these people on electric bikes are just flying through all of the intersections. And I'm like, what about those?
It was Louis. Louis. Yeah,
the officers was like, we can't stop all of them. I was like, I bet you could. You put a barrier right there and ticket everyone. Anyway, that was my week. How was your guys' week? What'd you guys do?
That consumed the weekend because you were like, you know what? Let me just save a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in case. Well, weekend was good. Little barbecue yesterday. It was a great time. Son, Brother Craig was there. We had a great time, a good amount of piffery. The food was cooked on a very small grill, which is always better because the chef, by the end of the day, has a broken back. That just makes the blood, sweat, and tears over the grill. Just makes it a lot better. We had a little incident with law enforcement.
Oh, boy.
It was great. Look at you started off ticket and look at us, we got blessed with no ticket. It was a beautiful Saturday. It was yesterday, right? Yeah,
they emptied the
bottle. Like tragedy. He's got a fucking tragedy on the fucking desktop shit. All right, so Yeah, we was there. We was having a good time. And then I crushed back a little Modelo, and I like did a 316 style Steve Austin. And then when I looked down, that's the first time I noticed Brother Craig was way more to the left, and he was he's a visionary. So besides that, he had
our own problems over there.
Yeah, what happened?
You didn't even know we had our own problems. It was like. They're like, oh, it smells like butter over here.
Oh, yeah. Because look, they passed by them first. Then they passed by my area, which is when I thought they were stopping because of me, because I drank a Modelo, and I'm thinking, damn, they saw me because they passed right by me. So then I guess it was, like Craig said earlier, it's a couple of things that they noticed. They had nothing better to do. And it was like, yo, we're the only ones barbecuing aside from next to the parking lot instead of being in the barbecue area like we should have been.
They left us alone. No tickets.
Yeah, they came in.
No ticket.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, they came in like
dicks. What'd you say to them?
Well, they came in like dicks. Right?
Nothing. We didn't say nothing.
Yeah, that's really what it was. The only thing I said was, I drank my beer, and they were like, where's the bottle you put down? And I thought they were directing those words to me. But then they were trying to get to Craig's side, but... I thought it was for me, and then I had a boost of confidence because I'm like, whoa, bottles. I ain't put down no bottle. And then they pointed out the bottle, which was on the other side, and I'm like, bottle looks real far away to be put down by me. And then they just harassed CERN a little bit.
Did you hide the bottle?
No, CERN had it right between his legs. He would have to shove that shit in his ass somehow, and I don't think he hasn't been in jail enough times to master that
technique.
That craft. Yeah. What's it called?
That's a real skill there.
That's a real skill. It's a back pocket. It's a go.
That was a large bottle.
it was a large bottle.
It would have been no ticket.
In his class. Imagine the...
I'll take a ticket.
Yeah, 100%. If that's the option. Word, dude. That's what they do in the emergency room, man.
They just came through, and then luckily they had a supervisor came through at the end. Super cool. Like, listen, guys, it's the summer. We're going to be here, kind of giving us a heads up. Like, we were just playing it too cool. Normally, we would have a bottle, put it in a water bottle, problem solved. And then after that, I left the barbecue reasonably a little early, went to the other side. My dad likes to hang out at the park, chilled with there. Had some Mad Colombians, huge amount, like 100 people outside, Saturday nighttime. And then just munched down on some platanos and with queso on the grill, and drank a little bit more. Then we went back to White Castle and just fucking ate.
You went to White Castle
after,
after all that barbecue.
Yeah, dude, that's insulting.
Was the barbecue good?
Yeah, no, it was good. The thing is, I'm vegetarian restrictions.
I hear you.
So it's like, I was over there, and
so then you go to White Castle for your vegetarian needs?
No. This is what happened.
Well, you had bread and lettuce.
The police wasn't only bothering our area; they were also bothering the old Colombian men on the other side of the park.
Of course.
And they were like, "Yo, it's 9 o'clock, everybody." So we left like 9:30. We drove. My girl drove my dad's car. For them, because we had came in an Uber, lost my car keys, found them. Don't worry, we back. I think I said this in the last podcast that I lost my car keys.
Everyone is very concerned.
I know everybody's been losing sleep over that. Yeah. So then, we fucking turned up, went home, and then it's been great. And then today, found my car keys and didn't have to pay $250. And I'm here, and I'm high, and chilling with the boys. Talk to me, Starlos.
Oh, man. I was just grinding, bro. I was working. Getting that OT money.
I work hard for the money.
I mean, I got no kids.
What was the schedule? What was the schedule? What were we getting to do?
It was 5 to 1.
5 to what? 5 p.m.
to 1 a.m.
Friday, Saturday?
And I Ubered home, yeah.
But you didn't work today?
Ooh, you treated yourself to an Uber.
Well, yeah. Every time I treat myself, that's
exactly how it feels.
Every time I treat myself. It has to be the last day I'm working.
Yeah, you can't go on some nasty.
And it can't go in the middle of the fucking
it's
week.
Usually the last day of the week that you're like, I'm balling out.
I took Express just to come back to work and do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And yeah,
you didn't get stopped by the cops this weekend like everyone else?
Nah, man, I was safe. I mean, if anything, I look like a cop, I'm standing there. If I go and put like some ugly Wrangler jeans, put some fucking New Balance. And like a plain white tee with a baseball cap.
With the Yankee fitted?
Yeah.
Chest up.
With a Yankee fitted?
And a super tight white shirt.
Yeah. Bandana wrapped around the wrist.
Like, a Nike sweatband around the wrist.
If there's a dispute. I just be like, yo, I'm off duty. And just glance my wallet.
Glance your wallet. Like, yo, hold on. Let me see that wallet again.
Hey, what's going on here, wise guy?
You gotta start using that.
But yeah. Hey, where's your stabbed. Badge?
Yeah. But now I'm looking forward to Memorial Day weekend.
So you have Monday off?
I have 3 days off. So
oh, word.
That feels like a lot. But hey, man, I'm not regretting the extra money.
You do Monday to Friday, right?
Or no, yeah, Monday to Friday, so all the time.
And Saturday overtime?
Yeah, it's occasional. So I have the option, but I always take it. Gotta grind.
Gotta get that OT nice. Time. That's the way to go.
C-Spec the God?
You got anything
what
dope
I do this
week?
I was editing last week's podcast all week.
Hey.
Yo, shout out to
stuck at work.
Shout out to us.
Grinding. Yeah.
Shout out to you.
So that's what I was doing.
Word. Nice. I was at the same barbecue with Diego.
Hey.
You know?
Who cooked?
Our friend Sage.
He's yo, good. Sage was
shout
doing
out to
it.
Sage.
Word up. Yo, I didn't even think he ate.
Yo, honestly, now that you're saying it, I mean, he looked a little chunkier than the last time I saw him. But I don't think that was due to the what he ate in the barbecue.
He was just chefing it up.
He was just chefing. Just chefing.
That's the responsibility as being when you're working on the grill.
It's being a grown ass man.
I actually saw my uncle. I went to a barbecue in Florida, and my uncle was barbecuing in swimming trunks. So he'll barbecue, and then like 10 minutes in, he'll go to the pool, cool off a bit, and then come back.
Strategy.
I was like, yo, I have never seen such strategy in barbecue. And I was like, smart. It's fucking hot as hell.
It definitely screamed in his cooking. Like, whenever they take
you already know his cooking.
Chlorine
well.
In it.
It's
chlorine taste.
Screamed.
So just imagine
technique.
People in Alaska, like, when they barbecue.
What?
Do they
barbecue underwater?
Nah, they barbecue.
Underwater.
They warm up right at the barbecue.
Never been to an Alaska
barbecue? Indoor. With
yeah, you ever been
open.
To Alaska barbecue, my
it's
guy?
It's a little fishy.
It's a little cold fish.
It's a little fishy.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they have barbecues up in Alaska?
Oh, yeah.
I rarely
why
see
why not, man?
Why not?
Fish.
You could I guess like, everyone has.
You could Korean barbecue in Alaska. Like indoor grill.
Imagine the food, too, man.
Dude,
seagulls.
Seagulls?
Sea lions. Polar bears.
Penguins.
Yo, honestly, there's got to be like a seagull
wolves, whatever
sea
you want.
Lion dish.
You think so? Like what? Like paprika or something weird on top?
Be like
a sea lion filet.
Like sea plates, plates of the sea.
Or fried seagull.
Fried
ooh,
seagull.
Wings, deep fried seagull wings.
Deep fried seagulls.
Would you
buffalo
eat one of
what
those
about
things,
seagull
though?
Seagull nuggets.
A seagull?
Nice.
Yeah, seagull. Nuggets. Would you eat one of those nasty birds?
Me?
What about
I wouldn't consume it.
Nah,
no.
I wouldn't. I think
well,
I
maybe a year
a
ago.
Seagull
for sure.
Eating out the garbage.
Oh, yeah. All the
oh,
time.
Yeah,
yeah but in Alaska, it's different, you know?
They're eating out the better well, garbages.
Are they even?
organic nice? Garbages.
It's probably. Like popsicles up there, yeah. Shoot.
It's bad water.
Did you say, most someone stuff. Said pelican. Would you eat a pelican?
Would you eat pelican?
Yes.
Yeah, then they be eating fish,
yeah,
right?
Why not?
That's the one with the deep undermouth?
I would eat
yeah.
a fucking all pelican, right. man.
The one in Finding Nemo that carries
eat,
the fish.
I'll use that fucking undermouth as a spoon and shit for soup.
Oh, shit.
Just like, whoosh.
That's dude, that's some metal. That's what's
it's like a ramen soup.
Yeah,
a spoon.
You know what? Just open
like
the bottom part of the pelican's mouth and just make
probably,
a broth.
You probably think it's like
leave it
hard.
There.
It's probably just
cook
skin,
the pelican
right?
Inside the
you,
thing.
You
the thing?
Cook it yeah. in its own bill.
Yeah.
What is that?
a seagull stew.
Invert the stew.
A pelican stew. Pelican stew.
Dude,
pelican
you're onto
broth.
Something.
Right there,
bro.
Yo, if you guys open up
that's
a restaurant, I'm not eating anything from
what?
You guys.
You're not trying to be intellectually culinary lead?
Yeah.
In my mom's country, they eat whales.
Whale.
Yeah. How they hunt
that? They're whaling
how
out.
How they take that down?
They're whaling out?
They're whaling out right now.
They canoe to the sea.
In a canoe?
In a canoe.
That sounds like
probably
the,
be like a...
That's the name of the dish, canoe of the sea.
12 people in the canoe.
Yeah.
One guy with a harpoon, he'll jump on the whale, stab it. Then they'll sew up the mouth so it doesn't drown and bring it back to
that,
sea.
That man is swimming
what?
In bitches,
yeah.
right?
So it sounds very brutal as hell. Is this like a bunch of dudes jumping
no,
out
one.
The boat, stabbing it, then tying it,
yeah.
and bringing it back?
Bringing it back, yeah. That's
yo,
tradition.
You're good okay. for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Are they?
It's for the whole what? Island.
But look at that.
Yeah.
All you need is dang, a big-ass well. Freezer and just leave that shit in there.
They can only do 2 whales a year since
okay.
now it became like a law for them.
Gotcha.
That's probably
but that's how they live. So
that's how they live.
That's how they have to
soap from the fat.
Yo, those guys
use the bones.
Those what guys do they use the bones
talk
for?
Of the town.
Broth. Tools, maybe, I don't know, break it down.
Tools, I can see that.
Yeah. You can probably make a broth with that. There's a lot of, cook it.
Who's that?
What's that
bone
called?
Broth?
From whale?
Bone broth. Yeah, whale bone broth.
It's that substance that comes from whale.
Gelatin?
No, not gelatin.
Fat? I know whale fat?
No, it's something specific. I'll try to remember it and bring it back.
Okay. What island? What island?
St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. But she's from a smaller island called Beckway.
Dude, that's dope.
By the way.
Yeah, it is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Super fire.
Dude, those, like, it's not a blue whale, is it?
Probably a black one.
A humpback, I
think. Oh, humpback? Okay. Yeah. Those are pretty big, though.
Yeah, big whales.
Yeah. That'd be so scary, videos. Dude. Holy.
It's pretty crazy.
Humpback whales, man.
It's a giant fucking
rest
whale.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, the whale. They're whaling out, but they're getting it done. People got to eat.
Hey, it's a cycle of life, man. It's not like it's going to waste.
Yeah, definitely. They got to eat.
They got to eat. And then it all ends up in a barbecue. I guess every place has a barbecue for something, though.
Why barbecue? Sounds like a big barbecue.
Yeah. Put that on a rotisserie, too.
You guys had shark before?
Shark?
Shark.
No.
Shark? Charcoal shark?
It's probably the same as sushi or fish.
I had it, too. I had it in like a little food thing.
No, I never had shark.
Went with Lowe's.
Was it sushi or cooked?
Nah, it was a great white shark.
It was
great white shark. No, it was a shark fish sandwich.
Shark fish sandwich.
Was it deep fried?
What kind of bread?
So it was shark and fishes.
It was like a couple of things from the sea.
What kind of bread was it?
If I remember, I don't know if they gave it to me in a roll, but it was better than a roll, so it had to be like a little.
On a roll? How you got an elegant meal deli roll?
It was better than a roll.
Put it on a hero.
Nah, it was like one of those like
exquisite rolls?
Baby heroes.
Oh, baby heroes.
Okay. You know, that's a small bun.
Nice.
Did they scoop it out? Did it look like tuna?
Nah, it did not look tuna. It was like fucking filet, you know, fucking fried. Bang. Nice. Shit looked good. She was good. It's just like regular fish.
Have you guys ever had goat?
Yeah. I mean, that's easy.
Yeah, goat.
I love goat.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. I love that.
What about lamb?
A goat roti?
What's a goat roti?
With lamb?
It's like a Guyanese or Trini dish. It's high. Like a thin pita bread. They wrap the curry goat in it, and you eat it like a burrito.
Ooh, I could get behind that.
Yeah, it's great. Good tasting.
In Mongolia, they put I was in Mongolia for a bit.
Oh, nice. Well, that's so good about
facts.
That.
And so what they did is they killed a goat, and what they do to cook it is they take out all the meat from the from the goat and keep the skin, and then they put hot rocks inside the goat and put the meat inside the goat and cook it all together inside the goat skin. It was the best meat I've ever had in my life.
It was probably tender.
It was so tender, dude.
Were they grilling it?
No, they heated up the rocks and then just put the rocks back in with the meat. So the rocks were just like cooking it. All right. So I kind of grilled like a weird grill.
It was like a slow cook.
Like
process.
A slow kill. Yeah. It was so good, man. Oh.
Oh.
I could definitely do that some more.
What kind of rocks were they?
Were there a bunch of pebbles?
No, they were.
Or was this like one huge boulder? Just
they were smaller rocks that could fit in your hand. I don't know.
I'm curious how they could keep the rock cold. I mean, hot.
Fresh volcano rocks.
That would be a special kind of rock.
Were they igneous rocks?
Sure, man.
How long this took to cook?
Several hours.
Oh,
so they were just heating it up.
They were probably replacing the rocks. They were like, all right, this rock is...
They were like, yo, go get that rock over there you're playing with. Shove it back
it
in.
It wasn't like gravel, okay? They were like actual good-sized rocks.
Recycled.
Like, are these rocks like in the kitchen, or are they just like...
Were they bitching?
Are these rocks reusable?
Yeah, I would imagine definitely. So. They're organic rocks.
Can you kill organic a man with these rocks?
Last time I checked.
Yeah, you could definitely do it.
Gluten-free?
No, they had a touch of gluten.
Oh, okay.
Touch of cream, too.
Touch of gluten, you know.
No, they were...
Celiacs.
They just put them in the goat, and they had the goat in, like, a pit, like a fire pit. And they were just, like, holding it.
I think that's crazy that I will safely say over 70% of the world of humans probably can't go out, hunt some shit, heat it up, skin it.
Yeah.
No survival skills.
I love that
that's facts.
You know,
I feel like I could hunt.
In high school, I feel like I could hunt.
Bare hands. Yeah. Like
oh,
no.
You guys
I'll
feel
get it
like
done.
You can?
I could hunt.
I know the procedures. Like, you know.
Okay, what would you do?
I would make a trap, food, you know, and then catch the animal.
What kind of animals are we hunting?
Yeah.
Rabbits. Yeah. Rabbit season.
Rabbits? Yeah, because like a deer or elk, you have to shoot, right?
Yeah. At the fuck or throw
it
down.
It really depends where we hunting. Like, let's say we hunting in New York City.
A raccoon. Hunting subway rats?
Any of the boroughs.
Yeah.
Shit. What would you hunt? For me, I'll probably pick squirrels.
I'll pick a hawk.
They eat nuts. That's just gonna be mad difficult. A hawk?
Yeah. How are you? How are you hunting the hawk?
First of all,
I want to hear that.
You need
a pistol. I mean, I don't have a pistol.
Okay.
But I'm bumped.
We got nothing here, officer.
What pistol? Nah.
What pistol?
I got a BB gun, man.
A BB gun.
Yeah. Wait till it lands and then bang.
He got a lot of CO2 cartridges.
So
pow pow.
So you want to steal? I mean, you want to hunt the carnivores?
Want to steal a carnivore?
You want to hunt lion type shit?
Oh no! Not talking about hunting a hawk.
I would not shoot.
Is way different from hunting a lion.
A fucking lion.
Fucking Africa.
I feel like I will hunt a herbivore.
Sure.
They're more nutritious, man.
Deer or an elk.
That's wild, pussy.
An elk will probably kill you, bro.
Hell yeah!
Elk will kill you. What? Elk will kill you, bro.
With the
a male,
a male hug. The girl,
like horny and shit. And
you just a horny elk male. Why you gotta be horny?
Because they get really
gonna give it to you.
With his antlers.
Most male animals get a fucking aggressive and mad territorial. So they see another dude, they smell the dick. They're like, "What? Boss."
Hey, yo.
They're like, what? Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is here?
I'm gonna punch the elk in the nose, and I guarantee
you. Yeah, watch it. Wait,
before you even get into striking range, the elk's gonna fuck
what?
Him.
My hand's gonna be. I'm gonna just be like,
the antler's gonna be through your head right now.
Yeah,
as you cock back, the antler's.
It would be. Oh, that'd be a bad. Imagine being penetrated by elk.
Bro, you know how big elks are.
Wait, what is big about them?
I'm about to look it up. How big is the elk? I might be thinking of like
an elk
Bambi.
Is like seven.
Yeah, you thinking about Bambi?
7 feet tall, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, I think I could choke the fuck out of an elk or something. Hold on.
You're gonna choke the elk?
That's a 12-foot tall
elk,
bro.
It's like those fucking mystical bitches. Like,
that shit.
Bad,
like a baby giraffe.
It's like, oh yeah. Oh, nah. All
right.
Yeah.
Tell me. Google facts.
I'm not just fucking this guy up. Like, whatever.
He just Googled the picture. That was enough.
Yeah. And the female is, I'm not fucking her up either.
Let me see.
Yo, look, the male, the male is 8 feet.
Elks taste good. Elks taste good.
8 feet mature. And the female.
What's the size
of the horn? Oh, no. Hold on.
The size of the
horn. Okay, hold on. That's from nose to tail, which is still kind of big.
That's still pretty fucking
But
that's a car.
In height. The male is 4.9 feet. And he got a lot of body weight.
It's 4.9, but then with the
horns,
how big the horns get?
The horns look very tall. Are they 4.9 feet because of the at shoulder? Yeah, they're tall.
Yeah, they're pretty big, dude.
Yeah, with the
that's not even including the neck, the head, and the fucking.
Nah, the head is, might be below the shoulder.
The head is below the shoulder.
Yeah, what are you?
Look. How does that happen?
It's not standing up, nigga.
He's not bent over.
It's not standing up like us.
But they can stand. They stand like this.
He doesn't stand on two feet. Oh, I thought he
was
standing on
2 feet. When's the last time you had a conversation with Elk?
The other day, bro. I got stopped by the cops for talking to the Elks.
Oh, fucking Elks. Fucking up.
No, they stand 4 feet with their head raised and their horns above it. Yeah. And you're going to punch that thing in the nose.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
It's not happening.
Same with a moose, dude.
Moose is even worse.
I was just looking at the moose. Moose not playing.
No, man.
The moose anywhere from 4.6 to 6.9 feet at shoulder.
How much they weigh?
A million pounds.
What? Weight? 1,500 pounds.
I was close.
A million? Yeah, he was in the range.
They weigh a ton? 1,000 pounds?
Two tons is a ton.
How much is a ton?
2,000 pounds is a ton.
Oh, okay.
Half a ton.
What weight's a ton? Elk?
No,
that half a ton. A moose.
No, we're just figuring out how much
a
ton is.
Moose.
We just kind of went off topic. Like, whoa.
No, Diego weighs a ton.
Yeah, a ton divided by a ton.
There's people.
A ton divided by a ton, just one.
There's professional hunters who hunt moose and elk, and when they shoot it, sometimes they don't die on the first hit.
Yeah, oh man! No.
And then with because they miss, you gotta hit them. You gotta hit them.
But imagine taking a bullet from a rifle though, and just keep on trucking.
No, but they're taking to hit a moose. They're probably using like fucking 30-06 or some shit.
A special kind of rifle. They're not using a handgun.
That's a big boy.
That shit will body us.
Yeah. Wow.
Unless you hit him in the heart. Mm-hmm. Like they're not gonna go down like right away.
So it could take multiple bullets.
If you miss even by a little bit, because that's a lot of meat on the animal. You know what I'm
saying? Oof.
There are some people who use bows too.
Which
is nutty.
Word. I saw some Australian dude fucking hunting a wild boar with a bow, and it took 2 arrow shots, and then he had to stab it off to finish it.
There you go, man.
Dude, boars are
that's
nasty,
hunting.
Though.
That's hunting right there.
Yeah, now boars get busy. Yeah. Boars are fucking little devils.
300, 400 pounds running
Tasmanian
at you?
Devils.
Yo,
Tasmanian devils.
If there was a bunch of pigs and boars out in the wild, they will fuck all life. Because they will eat everything, bro.
Raping everything.
They eat little goats, bro.
Kill the shit out of that fucking boar.
If they released a bunch of boars in middle of Central Park, you think they'd take over?
No, I'd wait on the second floor, shoot them all.
I'm good. They ain't catching me.
Now, if there's a little boar academic, it will be solved immediately.
They're going to get you.
Yeah,
for
they
sure.
run like 35 miles an hour.
The ratio needs to be a lot higher than just some in Central Park.
Just some?
Well, there's an outbreak in Texas. I don't know if y'all know that. There's
a boar outbreak in Texas?
Like, there's wild pigs out there, and they're fucking up, like, life there. Like, they're eating.
They're killing everything. They're taking
eating,
over town.
So, they're eating grass.
They got mad guns in Texas. Oh,
why are they eating them?
Bang, bang. Well, they have like, you know how they have exterminators? They have that for pigs over there in Texas.
Well,
like,
I'm about to move to Texas and just
they make them, but they make a killing. The dude leaves like 4 or 5 traps, and then he occasionally fucking goes
traps.
Over there, gets the
him.
Fucking. They do
personally.
Kill it.
No,
they eat
deli
it.
Ham.
How, you're just gonna walk up to him, be like,
ambush
"Your time has come."
That's in Texas,
bro. A wild boar will kill you. If you have no weapon,
I got guns,
pull
if
up,
I got guns,
pull up.
If I'm a pig exterminator, I'm
Watch
carrying
this.
Guns.
No, a boar.
You thinking you're gonna walk in there like Blade or something, and just be like walk into the like saloon with a bunch of boars?
Your Word. Time's finished, you pig.
Yeah, just blah 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 blah.
All I need is
Sometimes
the katana.
Sometimes I won't even need to shoot. I'll just take out my sword.
Shit,
how haven't they ate all of them yet?
Pork chops.
Yeah, that's the Texas is the land of barbecue.
Yeah, they
should have
just ripped them all apart
in one day. Just go kill all the pigs. And then have a fucking
giant barbecue.
Yo, on a wild boar is not just an omnivore. It eats fucking animal based food too. They straight killers.
Yeah, they eat.
Google facts.
They'll grab a goat. That's what one of the farmers said.
Yeah.
The wild boar, also known as the wild swine, Eurasian wild pig, or simply wild pig, is a Swede native to much of Eurasia, North Africa, and the greater Sunda Islands. Shit weighs about 170 to 220 pounds.
I'll toss the shit out of that.
No
fucker.
Way.
Toss the shit. Toss the shit out of yourself.
Yo, I seen someone go close combat with a machete to a wild boar.
Oh, no, no. You could definitely.
How did that turn
out? He won.
Oh, he won.
Yeah, of course. You're not.
Because it's a stupid fucking animal. It's a little fucking pig.
It's just like, I'm going to jump over him and machete him. Like, what? Nah, that you win just based off height.
Yeah. Feral hog. Yeah. Dang.
A feral hog. That sounds crazy.
There's a lot of hogs out there. I know. I have a friend that goes.
You think you
can
knock that down?
You're not going to fight it fist to fist, man.
If you have one weapon of choice.
He's posting up, I guess.
Machete.
One weapon of choice.
Machete. No firearms.
No firearms. One weapon of choice.
I was just
going to
say, like, yo, give me a fucking bazooka.
I'll
take a spear.
A spear?
Yeah.
Like Spartan style.
You want range.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You want to keep distance.
Ah, yeah, that's smart. But definitely a machete
now. Hold on. Would you throw it?
Unless I have another.
like one and then three in your back? No.
I think I'll definitely take
spear. One weapon.
Okay, you got one spear.
I wouldn't throw it. It's going to be charging me head on. So
just
wait. I just hold it upright. And right until when it gets to range. And then I drop it, you know, parallel to the ground. So I'm holding it like this.
Yeah, yeah, I got
it. And it runs right into it like a fucking moron because it's a stupid pig.
So we have.
And then I already got the pig on the fucking pipe. And the then spear. All I gotta do is put the spear on the top of the fire and turn it around.
Two birds, one stone. Genius. The fucking the impact, the speed, the velocity.
It goes straight through.
She would pierce him straight through, right onto the fire.
Pig on a stick. Oh my god.
Yeah, nah.
Wrapping a blanket. What?
Yeah, nah. After that machete story, I would definitely choose a machete.
What about you, Piff? What weapon would you use? Wild boar.
Machete.
Machete?
I would definitely... A spear machete.
Isn't that just... Am
I crafting this like a Far Cry thing? Like right there?
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
Wires and
spear machete. Spear machete.
But with the machete, is not just one swipe.
Yeah, I know. No. But yeah. I would go like this. Once again, he's running right at me. That's what they tend to do. Run straight at you.
Yeah.
They don't... They don't break your ankles.
Spin moves. They're doing little spin moves.
They don't be fucking cracking your ankles and shit.
The machete might break.
No,
though.
But look, yeah. This is what I'm thinking.
Tell us.
I don't know how the guy did in the video, but I'm thinking.
You're gonna jump to the side.
I'm underhanded. Yeah, like yeah. I'm gonna slide and I'm gonna underhand. I'm bring that shit. Come, bring it from up top and up towards like his jaw into his face. Just, but by the time I'm going in, the blade is gonna be at like. Vertical, and he's gonna run right into that shit.
And
plus,
and
my speed, his speed, if he doesn't die, that shit is gonna be stuck in the middle of his fucking
head. Okay, now it's stuck. He's coming for you round two.
Yeah, what are you
doing? He's got the machete, and he's running at you with the machete I'm
still on him,
and it's like a horn
I'm,
now.
I'm breaking.
Like a triceratops.
I'm breaking his ankles, right? I'm doing football
breaking
plays.
Breaking his ankles to the point where he can't move anymore.
And then when... There's that option, but I don't know if I have the skill for that. But then once I finally get him out again, I'm going to just... Yo, the shit is like what? Like fucking 3 feet, bro? Jumping over him and ripping that shit off.
You're going to rip it? You're ripping the machete off in the air and attacking him at the same sweep?
He's stuck to the machete. So you got to pick up the machete and
but look,
throw it.
He's coming at me.
So you throw the machete pig.
He's coming at me. You know what? Oh, we can't have a gun in this scenario, right?
No gun.
I would say I would have the gun in the bag just fucking shooting me. But, no gun. Just the machete. And these are all scenarios if I don't whack the shit out of him. I'm whacking the shit out of him. So
what about you,
I'm very
JX?
Confident about whacking the buddy.
JX? If I have no weapons, I...
No, you have weapons. No, you
have I have one weapon. One weapon.
So, no firearms. Or
no
explosives.
Firearms.
It's a taser.
I'm...
What, like a gun taser counts?
I think it'll anger him.
Yeah.
Nah,
I don't think that taser is gonna fucking do shit to that fucking wild pig.
You're just gonna stun it, but
he's gonna go wilder.
Do I have time to set up, or do I just it just coming at me?
What weapon you gonna?
Because I would build
a fucking trench.
I was gonna build a trap with a bunch of punji sticks in the bottom, and then just like falls in and boom.
But that's a guaranteed, like, you know, this is a
this is a
he's charging at you.
What if he runs right over this? Sticks.
Then I run around to the other side of the hole and make it
but
run
what
back
if
around.
You, during all the panic, you forget where
I
the hole is.
All the panic.
Fall into the thing.
Well, then I shouldn't be a hunter because I just wrecked myself.
To fix the scenario, the boar is right in front of you and is charging you. So you have no time to prep.
Just whatever I've got on
you're
me.
Just walking,
in this scenario, you just have
home,
a weapon.
You're walking home, there's a fucking boar there.
But you have this weapon.
You have one weapon that you could summon.
That you coincidentally have on you. Like, oh my God.
Okay,
I have this boar weapon with me.
I like summon. Summon sounds cool. I would probably, I know it sounds weird, but take like a giant sledgehammer, dude. And when that thing's coming at me. Wow!
Yeah,
so that's a lot of wind-up time that you gotta do. And
you gotta calculate.
You gotta time it.
And that boar is coming at you
like a machete's way faster.
He undercut with a machete through the skull.
He did an action slide.
If I miss, I got it back.
Action slide under that.
I think.
I'm backed up with. I'm waiting, dude. This is a whack-a-mole. But, I got one target. It's coming at me. Wham!
He might hit you at the same time you're hitting him.
He might just shift.
He hits your legs. He hits your legs. He hits your legs and you drop, and now your head hits the sledgehammer. Oh, foolishly.
Dude, I'm just killing myself
you
in all of these.
You drop it, and then he hits you, and you fall right on your sledgehammer, and now you're dead. And now he's ass fucking you from the back. He's just going wild boar, wild swine on your ass.
Before he eats you outside.
He eats you ass first.
Holy
Wow.
What? Is this me trying to hunt? What is this?
This is on xxxboards.com.
Yo, that's what the hyenas do, bro.
Well, yo,
as no way, you ask
that
boy.
Yeah, that's what they smell first.
Pops out your mouth,
so you can't run. Right?
That's what they smell first. Like, yo, bring that
a lot of, actually, a lot of animals do eat, like,
ass,
the butt.
Ass first?
They start
Damn,
ass first.
I'm an animal. How do we
know, what? How do you know
I'm
this?
An animal.
What animal?
Humans. Humans.
A bunch of animals
how
can do
How do you start
this.
Your dinner?
Ass first.
Any carnivore.
Or human.
Like, wolves.
Or any queens.
Lions.
Person
they,
from Queens.
If they trying to take down, like, a big-ass, like, buffalo, those African buffalo, they don't turn that shit head-on. They bite on the leg and the ass around it. You know, because then the butt is like a little exposed.
But yo, those lions,
for the fuck?
Those lions only hunt those buffalo when it's like one of the last.
Yeah, weeks.
It's a special time. Yeah, of course.
Or sick.
It's gotta
or
be
young.
Yeah, like somebody's birthday.
So let me
somebody
get a barbecue together. Get a boar.
I feel like if you use the hammer, it really depends if you're gonna swing horizontal or vertical. Because if you swing vertical,
vertical.
Vertical, you could come back around with it.
You could,
yeah, I'm spinning around
a tornado, and then just let it off like right before he comes at you.
Like, there's more of a chance of you hitting it vertical, because even if you miss, you're gonna hit like it.
I mean, like
with the stick, huh?
Horizontal,
yeah.
Wait, so you're saying I have a better chance of spinning around and throwing the hammer than I would just standing there?
Like a shot put.
Oh, yo, a hammer is a good weapon.
Now you say it's a good...
No, but not a sledgehammer, though.
Yeah, the sledgehammer is a two-handed
regular hammer. It's just bang, you know?
Nah.
Crack it on
the... What's the
four?
Regular hammer? No, I think that...
He's going to eat it.
No, it's not the regular hammer. It's one of those, like, a little bigger than a regular hammer.
A sledgehammer.
No, it's not. We're not sledging over here.
That's going to make him flinch, yo. How much does a boar weigh? It's like...
Boar's like 200
pounds. You think one hammer.
Have a hammer. If it's close enough for you to punch with a hammer, you're getting hit. I got a foot or two. Sledgehammer over top of my head, bring it down.
Yo, you
got
to time it, though.
There's a lot of momentum. There's a lot of momentum driving forward.
Yo.
Exactly, and I'm going to, boom. Gonna,
yeah, yo, Russian boars are like,
it's going to stumble into
if,
you.
If you, have
it might, you might kill it, but it's going to stumble into
that's
you.
That's fine.
It's going to break your legs.
It's going to break my legs.
The speed it's coming at you and the force that you're driving it down and it's spinning around and fucking.
How tall is the sledgehammer again? 1 foot?
One
that's
foot.
A mallet.
Yeah, a wooden mallet.
Wait, is this a WWE sledgehammer?
Yes, the one. Except for it's real. It's like actual, like concrete or whatever.
The bring the pain.
You got to be
this
in shape
Triple
to lift
H,
that.
This is the Triple H sledgehammer.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Bam! One shot it on the head. It's dead. KO'd.
The
easy.
Spear is definitely gonna win.
I think that's
straight.
I think
jam.
I came up.
Wait, you guys? Okay,
then I want a harpoon.
Shish kebabs. They're straight through the fucking.
You're gonna hold it though. While the thing's running at you,
yes.
You're going to take
no.
all that
yes.
momentum.
If I hold it like that, it's going to know. It's going to run around the spear.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So if I hold it like that.
Like Spartan style.
Yeah. Spartan style. It's going to go around the fucking spear.
You can't move it.
I got to hold it upwards, upright, and then right when it gets into range.
Bring it down.
Drop it so it runs straight into it.
Do you think that's going to work better than just dropping a hammer on its head?
Well, definitely, because I'm going to be farther away.
How long is your spear?
But you're stationary.
Like 6 feet?
Spear is 6 feet. And I'm not going to hit it directly in the head. I'm catching it right beneath the throat, underneath the jaw. And it's going straight through it.
I could sidestep, keep poking that shit.
Exactly.
Wakata, wakata.
Then I would just treat him like anybody else. Just move to the side. Cha, 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 cha. Even with the 99 problems.
You didn't tell us what weapon would you take, Starless? You're fighting a boar. In right. Central Park.
I don't know what's
you.
The weapon called, but I'm going to describe
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Is that shit...
Thanos is fucking...
Nah.
a battle axe.
The Thanos gauntlet.
Snap that trash.
My okay. Dad's
I will use. Board. I will use that shit that the knights use. It's the one with the stick, and then they
a
got
mace?
A chain connected to it with the bow and spikes.
It's a mace. Yeah. Oh, Morningstar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good
man,
luck
that's
controlling
a good
that,
one.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
You're going to stab yourself in the skull with that thing.
You're going to yourself out.
First though,
up to the big
crack
I have
head.
So many options because let's say I'm a pro at this. So I'm going to be
let's
winded.
Say.
I'm
this is another
winding.
Scenario.
So we're all pros at the weapons we're using.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah, my hammer wins.
All right, we're not pros. All right, so look.
We're at work skill
we're just
now.
The bros.
I'm going to be spinning this shit sideways.
How long have we each been practicing with these weapons?
2 days.
I was going to give everybody a week.
I've been practicing with a machete all my
two
life.
2 days of training. So I'm going to swing this shit. I'm going to wind up the swing. It's going to come charging at
you. Be careful how you hold it, because that ball is going to hit you in the skull.
One for me.
It's going to take
that shit is heavy. So I'm going to use one hand. I have my other hand freely just in case.
Just in case you got
to let just said that thing is heavy. You
can snuff him. I can snuff him out the way.
You're going to snuff the ball out the way it's charging at you, bro.
Just in case. But look.
If you have to rely on your hand.
If I swing and miss. I could. It's gonna wrap around his neck, and then I could use the chain to choke it.
What a time scenario!
We got the illest scenarios.
What a time scenario!
Yo, it's possible. Listen, I could miss. I'm not a pro, so I'm gonna miss, and it's gonna wrap around the fucking boar's neck because he's a dumbass. He don't know.
And then you're just gonna lift. And then I'm gonna
look.
You're gonna look it in the eyes.
I'm a sidestep. Sidestep. Make it lose balance. And then I'm going to get on top of it and just pull the fucking chain.
Whisper in its ear.
Are you going to be screaming?
I'm not going to say a word, and I'm just going to look it in the eyes. I'm going to look it in the eyes. I'm giving it that silent kill. I'm not going to say a word and just look it in the eyes. So
I would have been like, where's your God now, your filthy
filthy swine. Wild swine,
and then
you're
that's
just
it. Smelling it.
And then my
defecates on itself.
And
pork
then
chops. Yeah, pork. You whisper pork chops in its ear.
Pork chops.
And then my training for a night is completed, and I finished my first trial.
And then they send you to Game of Thrones. And
Game of Thrones. Yeah. And that's all I use.
With a giant
what's
whore?
The name of that weapon? Is it called Morningstar?
Mace, yeah.
No,
because
mace is just like the stick itself.
No, but there's different types of maces.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were to travel into a time period, what would it be? Like, around when?
Feudal Japan.
Time period?
Yeah, you think you could keep up?
I don't know. I'll probably be dead. I'll die. Like,
you gotta fight some nigga in the street.
Yeah, that's a crazy honor-based culture during that time.
They killed themselves before.
But they were
the wrong way. You look at niggas the wrong way. They're ready to fuck.
But they were bosses though, because some of them owned land.
Yeah, but you're not born into that time frame. You don't know. You're coming from now.
I'm just a Dominican.
Yeah.
Going then I'm gonna just be a slave there. They're gonna put me in a circus or some shit. So it is Morningstar.
That's what you're talking about, right?
I would use that. That shit don't even look that. Look, they even got one with the small chain. If I want to use that style,
but you're not gonna choke it out.
Nah, but that's if I want it. But nah, I'm gonna use the long chain.
If I wanted to choke.
If I wanted to choke, because I have both.
I think the long chain, you're gonna have to have more skills with the.
Yeah. But if I'm lucky and I actually hit it on the head, it will die.
In all these scenarios,
high risk, high reward.
We all gotta hit on that first hit.
Yeah, obviously.
If we don't hit on that first hit.
We gotta reach.
We either gotta dodge or hit on that.
Or see what happens.
Not with
because
the spear.
Then we're gonna be freestyling.
But with the spear, like I'm
telling just
you,
gonna
you
be freestyling.
That's the only way to do it, really.
So you really gotta think about which weapon here, right? Is the best to freestyle with if you miss. And I think the machete's doing it.
Really?
I think I'm not going to swing the machete into myself.
You're going to.
I'm definitely not.
No. But it could
too
break.
Yep.
It could break.
And it's
it could,
not
it could
stab.
Break.
Yeah.
But
you don't stab with a machete.
But if it breaks, then it can be used to stab.
But the boar could parry the machete with his tusks.
This is too many ways it could break.
But yeah. It might
I could
break,
reuse it again, though. It's going to be penetrated. I could penetrate it from one part if it's going to break.
You're gonna take off your shirt and grab the blade, the broken end of the blade.
I'm gonna still have the handle unless it breaks from the handle.
And lift up the fucking board.
That's just gonna ring though. If anybody knows, if it's a full metal machete,
is it rusty?
And I hit it, it's gonna ring on my hand. Like I might drop it, like because if I hit so hard, it's gonna ring.
Yeah, your bone,
it's gonna hurt.
That means it's not going through far.
Yeah.
Once you hit it,
I think you're better off using
it.
You maybe give it like a little shave.
And
that's
about
it.
You gotta get a machete.
It's gotta just swine in. Yeah, if it shakes, it's too old. You're right.
You gotta get a military grade machete.
Just over here, just whacking niggas.
Not the wooden, not the wooden handle. You need the.
Nah, the wooden handles might work. Especially the ones that have the pointy curve at the top.
No, and some of them have a fucking straight. They're like riveted through, like on both sides. But then it could still break, but it got like three fucking shots.
That's called full tank.
Full tank.
Yeah, when it's all one piece.
Nice.
Full tank. Half tank is like just like a piece of metal that fits. Into
and then
the
smaller is
that
weak
should
tank.
Be breaking way easier.
Yeah, that should break. So
because
like,
that's when
the whole plate comes.
Yeah, out. That's usually the ones.
You want to get full tank.
Yeah.
What about a Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang, that's what it's called.
Yo, I got the machete with the saw on one side.
Oh, blade my on the God. Other.
You're going to saw it?
That's the weapon
that's,
I want.
That's the game.
That's the one we need. Uh-huh. That's the winning weapon right there. The fucking machete with a saw.
You're going to run next to the thing and saw it while it runs?
No, it's going to run right into it.
What about a chainsaw?
I hit it with the saw part.
Those heavy, man.
Yo, but let's go to that question, Craig.
A chainsaw?
A chainsaw against a boar?
If a boar runs right into the chainsaw, that shit's going to flip and cut you.
Yeah, that's true.
We're both done.
Yeah.
No, the boar's fine. The boar's walking away, dude.
Texas chainsaw.
With a boar.
Crazy.
Yo, but what
what was your question? Sorry, I didn't hear.
What time period would you drop into? Right, that's what.
I'm going to the future.
Yeah, but
3,000.
No,
you have the skills of where you were.
What if the world isn't even there anymore?
I have the skills that I have now.
We can't go forward. We gotta go. What's already happened?
We have to go backwards.
Back in time, man. Shit could be last week if you want. If it was a regret for last week.
You know what? Yeah, I'll go to last week and bet on all the winning teams. Then I know I'm gonna win.
Back
to the future.
It's all about what you want.
It might
play
out differently though.
Yeah.
The days might not repeat.
Yeah, I know.
Oh yeah, what if you get dropped in an alternate?
I know.
Reality.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, time period.
So what kind of how did this time travel work?
Like,
is it that am I actually traveling in time in my own universe, or am I transferring to another universe?
You meet a guy.
You're transferring through first, past histories that we know of. Like
first, you meet a guy.
Medieval times.
So is this our universe or
our universe?
Okay, so
we'll go with our universe for now.
No, what that means is that everything was going to happen the way it happened.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if I do bet on the sport game,
it changes the future.
Yeah, but that creates a branch.
Thank you. No, but you will be.
I've known that before that fucking stupid ass movie.
Yeah.
Piece of shit fucking movie.
But the thing is that regardless, you would still be successful.
Be
successful. It would just branch into whatever. So you would be at a different time.
Okay,
it would
let's go. Yeah. You have to
that's
go
good.
As of right now. Do you know the teams that won?
Yeah, he does.
And you're back in time. What teams are you betting on? There you go. You lost. You're back 1 week and you don't know what happened.
Oh, my God.
You're dead again.
You're dead again.
I don't really give a fuck about sports. And I know, like, what, right now? It's like, what, basketball? There's some big shit.
Then why
are
you going back betting on sports?
I don't know. I'm going to ask my boy Jesse, like, yo, who won last week? And he's going to tell me.
But Jesse's not going to know because he's back in the future. He's back.
I'll take him with me.
Come on.
I'm taking Steph Curry back in.
I'll go to the 70s.
Yo, they're.
70s?
There we go.
I'll go to
70s. Okay, tell us about 80s. That. 70s.
I'll be getting in the graph game. Fucking
all that.
Running from the boys.
All that.
Robin Banks.
That's exactly. That's exactly the time I wanted to go to.
Let me ask you this. What crew would you join?
Savage Nomads.
Savage Nomads? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Who the hell is that?
What's that?
The Jungle Brothers?
Jungle Brothers, yeah, they were cool. The Puerto Ricans.
Can you guys inform us who these people are?
These are like crews of the 70s in New York.
So you know?
No, he doesn't. Test them.
They're motorcycle fans.
Test them.
Okay,
I'm calling the bluff right now. Not test them. Look.
What are you doing? What?
What?
Wait, what?
What? I missed it.
Oh, okay.
They were like motorcycle clubs, but
without
crews.
Motorcycles.
Yeah, without motorcycles.
They were on bikes?
No.
These were basically gangs
everywhere
in early New York.
Was a crew.
That there was crews, and they would be. It was basically like the movie The Warriors.
They would have leather jackets.
It was like that
leather
all
jackets.
Over New York, and there was crews everywhere.
Leather jackets.
And they would all wear like their own jackets, custom made jackets. And there was crews out there. If you got fucked up, you came to the wrong territory. You was a Savage Nomad, and you came in. You went into fucking.
Where did the Savage Nomads group? Where were they at?
In the Bronx. So in the Bronx.
The BX, baby?
The Bronx had the most.
In the Bronx, it was very vacant. Like, people weren't living in their buildings.
Burned down buildings.
So the crews would take over the buildings, and they'll have a jail in the basement. So maybe there's another crew comes through. They might, one guy gets left back. He's in jail.
Yeah.
That's it. He's
and you had to go break him out?
Yeah.
Like, capture the flag?
You probably do.
Unless
they kill him.
Whoever got caught, you got fucked up, they would take your colors. They would take your jacket and put it up on the wall. I'm like, oh, yeah, we fucked up these guys. We took this shit.
You just describe it like this. If anybody's seen the movie The Warriors.
Yeah.
It's just like that. Like, just a whole bunch of kids, though. It was fucking nuts.
Never seen
other than that.
The Warriors?
More
you never seen The Warriors?
On.
Hold on.
Yo, you're going to watch it. You're going to watch it this week.
I only know.
Come out off this podcast, bro.
Come out and play.
Yo, the video game was super tough, too.
Hell yeah.
super tough, bro. Yeah,
there was a lot more other stuff going on though too.
Yeah.
You know, the whole graph culture, breakdance, music.
I think about the
disco.
The disco, was being the scene, at that time. The money to be made.
The
lack of a lot of police outside, involvement. Yeah, they were very clueless.
No cameras.
A lot of outside activities. Man.
Yo, bro, it was like if anybody has done anything that back then, man. Yeah, if anybody who's ever thought about doing anything bad now, that they know they can't do it because of cameras, the '70s would be your fucking playground. Yeah. You know what I mean? It would be
What about Al Capone era? That Al Capone era was pretty fucking.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about it.
Thing is, you would have
picture
to
me in
guys.
The Al Capone era, like you but know, I wouldn't rock with
whatever is that. What
year?
Like the '40s, '30s, 1940,
right?
All
right,
like Prohibition era.
But they wouldn't be rocking with me then, and Colombians weren't out here. Like,
so you
know?
Would go back to that time?
I wouldn't. You would be able to. You think you'd be all right? You'd be all right.
I'm whiter.
Yeah, you look Asian. You could be. The Asians were in here for a minute. There would still be racism towards Asian, but you guys were allowed to be.
But the thing is, I don't think I would want to compete with Al Capone and all these cats over there.
Would you join?
But maybe you join. Maybe if you know, maybe if you know what you know now. Nah, you wouldn't be able to do shit with what you know now.
Where's that mixtape?
I know a little.
Be like, yo, I can make some beats for you.
I know a little, but you know what I'm saying? Like, to survive the Al Capone era. Around fucking
of a Tommy gun,
and I'm nobody. I'm not in a fucking crew. I'm not a main
the mob.
Man. Even then, I'm
join
not
the Asian
to
mob.
Join. You know what I'm saying? But even then, I would have to find like a Korean.
Somebody to let you know, like yo, this guy is he's
were Koreans solid. There at that time?
I would have to join some Mexican shit if I was gonna survive out there.
Yeah, word.
I don't really have too much confidence in my Korean.
Yeah, word.
And you know Spanish?
Yeah, I know enough. I know enough to survive out there.
To be like, I'm
Mexican.
Hola.
Está bien.
But nah, I think I'm gonna go with info. I'm gonna go to that era right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You? Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because
all you see is crime in the city ever.
Jesus. Yeah. You want chaos?
But yeah. Basically, man.
Nah.
Yeah.
Why would I believe there was other stuff that wasn't probably. The art was dope.
New York was mad.
Basquiat,
right?
Was dope.
Yeah.
Basquiat's around then.
It was rough, but it was ill.
But yeah. What interests me a lot in that era was the lack of. Like, you get away with mad shit.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
So what would you do? Would you just rob a bank? Are you murdering people?
No, I don't think I'll be murdering people.
Just the freedom, right?
Just the freedom.
Unless I gotta murder somebody for my boy to save my boy's life or something like that, then maybe.
The self-defense,
not even maybe, then
it's
absolutely.
Just scenario.
You'll work your way up and shit?
It's not the goal.
There's ways, man. There's ways, bro.
What would your crew's name be called?
Well, my crew's name, I'm going to bring First Breed.
The Seven Line Demons.
Ear Candy.
Seven Line Demons. That's crazy.
Seven Line Demons. And you're repping Queens then. Queens is your
for
area.
For sure.
718.
You're going to be there with your, like, fedora?
Warriors.
Fedora.
The fedoras?
Fedoras?
I don't know what that is.
Damn, he shut us down with the fedora. Put on a fedora. Hey, white guy, you want to... You want some of this?
Oh, we're the Seven Line Demons, m'lady.
Northern goons.
Like, hold on, let me put my monocle away.
Northern
goons. Let me put
bullies,
my monocle.
Northern bullies. That's the one. Northern Boulevard, where niggas get bullied hard.
What about you, Piffington? Piffs.
Northern bullies.
What era would you go to?
Oh, era? No, 70s.
That's
the first thing I thought.
Up in the 70s.
Yo,
what I said last podcast? All you need is three people when you take over the fucking country.
Yo.
We got three of us.
That's
from the future.
Start.
That's it. We're going to be the first on podcast.
So we got C-Spec, Piff.
We're going to have to wait until 2015 to be lit, but we know. It's coming 45 years later.
We're going to bring all the futuristic shit over there, bro. We're going to
be like, beep, bop, boop, beep, boop, bop.
No, you have to go back and you're wearing the same clothes and everything you have on you now.
Yeah.
And you
right.
go back.
I could work.
Yeah.
70s. I'm a little tight.
You was born on 93?
I'm a little tight.
You're like, yo, 1993? Who the fuck is this guy?
Like, bro, it's like, bro, I'm ahead of my time.
Arrested for crazy space travel.
I'm ahead of my time.
They're like, what's the grand heist?
They'd be like, oh, this is the guy we've been looking for.
Nah, they don't know
that's
a year.
Heist stuff.
It's a fruit drink. It's a fruit drink.
And I got the grand heist underneath. And then that'll be our fucking gang.
Oh, the grand heist.
Do they even...
Nigga, did we time travel already?
Yo, we're there. When we leave this room, it's the 70s. All right, let's go.
That would be pretty crazy.
What would be the first thing you did if we left? If we left this building right now and it was
and we went back 70s. To the 70s?
No, like as soon as we got out this door right here, like
that's so tough.
It's not even the hallway to the studio.
That scenario
it's the fucking
would be so
street
Ill.
On the 70s.
I'll go to the supermarket.
Times Square. We walk out in this fucking Times Square. What are we doing? I'll go to
the hardware store, get some paint.
Nice.
Rack and mat paint, right?
You know, go explore.
He said a supermarket.
Getting paint.
I'd get some seeded grapes.
He wants to tag up.
Seeded grapes. This guy's crazy. He's going to get mad vitamins. He's going to get young.
Yo, bro, let me tell you something. Look. This is just a quick drop.
Food is less poison, too.
Next time we go on the podcast, right? Let's say you guys pass by any supermarket, anywhere you go. Just pass by in the store and see if you can find seeded red grapes.
Yeah, yeah. They have them at Costco's in the store.
Definitely not Costco's.
Send me a picture because I don't believe you.
I got them.
Seeded red grapes?
I have them in my crib. Seeded red grapes.
They're probably plastic.
You're lying.
They have both.
They're plastic.
They have both at Costco?
They have seeded red
grapes. They're GMO seeded grapes. But how? No, I'm still going to get them. How the fuck? Bro,
don't grapes normally have seeds in them, though?
They're supposed to.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, I go to Whole Foods. They have organic seedless grapes. Everything is seedless.
Yeah.
Yo,
organic.
Jay.
How is that organic if it doesn't have seeds?
Because we can breed them.
Yeah, we breed it organic, non-seeded grapes. Why are we eating? That's not nature. Yeah. Nature did not create seedless grapes.
But we did it naturally.
How did we do it naturally?
We bred plants together, which is natural, yes. And then we took their babies, and they bred together, which is natural again.
Nah, it's not natural, though. You're forcing something still. Yeah.
You force
you know, crossbreeding.
Nature does that. Yeah, nature crossbreeds all the time.
No, it didn't crossbreed by itself.
Where did nature crossbreed?
By itself.
To create fruits. Fruits do it all the time. Nature
created lemons.
I guess so.
What?
Nature created lemons.
Is it a lemon tree joke? I don't know.
No. Lemon is a crossbreed of citrus.
Sure.
And
citrus
the lime.
Citrus as in
like citrus what's orange? In an orange.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not saying the citrus is orange. It's from the citrus and a lime. But okay. It's man-made.
I don't give a fuck. Lemon pie is awesome. I don't give a fuck.
That's what's wrong with America.
Let them force fuck.
Look at limes. Limes are supposed to be orange on the inside. It's supposed to be like...
Facts.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then we turn them green.
Yeah.
Those aren't real now. So you worried about plants crossbreeding?
Yeah, couldn't nature eventually get there?
This wasn't what we were supposed to get into. My thing was next time you guys go, Marty's already up. He already found those. But now, whenever you guys go, just see if you can find some red seeded grapes and then send me a picture. That's all I ask.
Man, fuck grapes.
Yo, Jay, what time period you'll travel into?
Time period? If I can't go to the future, I would probably. See, I always want to be like, I'd go back and be like a knight in like the medieval part, but I know like as soon as I go, I'd get like a disease and be like, the bubonic plague just killed me.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm just like,
it's unrealistic.
Yeah. And if I go back in that time and I'm here.
What if you take back mad diseases that we have here?
Exactly. Like my immune system. Yep. And boom.
And you just wipe out humanity.
Yeah, because you're superhuman right now. Like
they don't have fucking the. Immunity
vaccines or anything that we've had, yeah, we just kill off everyone. Yeah, that could happen. That's probably what would happen.
Definitely,
or I'd go back and I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna try and be a knight and end up being like some stable boy cleaning poop from a car from or cart for the rest of my life. You know,
yeah.
I'd be like, I'd go back then. I think knight era would be dope.
Be a knight with that heavy ass armor.
Yeah, I'd probably like try and streamline it so like. Smaller armor and then quicker. So
they
I
had
win
no
a
deodorant back then. So put in that fucking night armor.
Would smell.
And you know, you're there in patrol for fucking 10 hours.
I think it's partly diet, though, also. Like your odor crosses with your diet.
Yeah.
That's why Indian people smell funny.
Because they eat
that fucking curry.
No, that's true. Curry.
Got that, yo, you know that.
That's just curry smelly, not that the Indian people.
You know that. They got that distinctive smell.
It's only because they eat more of curry, and it does come out through their pores, and that is true.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean
strong.
Indian people stink because of
that. That's true, yeah.
It's not bad. I like curry.
Yeah, I like curry.
I just don't like how they smell. But you know? I do agree.
And now our sponsor, Indian curry.
That's
thanks,
what we need after that one.
Yeah.
I love
that brand.
I love my Indian people and women.
You know, shout out to my good goods.
That yogurt.
That's
Oh, non, dude? I get behind
that's 7-Eleven.
All right. Another question for you guys. If you had to be in the world of one of your favorite movies, what would it be? So if you were, example, if you were thrown into the world of Terminator.
And you get to pick. And you get to pick whatever.
I would not want to live in no fucking Terminator.
Yeah, and you
timeline,
and you know you
unless
you
I'm
know
John Connor.
I'll go Tron. John Connor. Tron.
Okay. Oh, that's
okay. Starting off, damn, Tron. All right, tell us why. What would you
it
do?
It just seems mad futuristic, fucking visual grids, okay, the whole fucking cars and shit that they got.
Got lights all on you and shit.
That's tough.
Yeah, Tron seems like futuristic gladiators. Yeah. Or actually, fuck Tron. I'll go into gladiators. I want to get in some warrior shit.
Hey.
Oh, you think you could survive in one of those pits?
I don't know. There's a law right now where I can't do any of that.
So
go in there. I'll get to see all that shit.
You gonna go with your spear?
Oh, nah.
The one you killed the boar with?
I'll be fucked. I need a battle axe and maybe a mace, right?
You would need a couple fighting lessons to learn how to use those weapons.
Right. You need a little dagger, too,
you'd have
man.
To meet Tron.
A couple years of training.
Those are key, little daggers.
Tron or Gladiator. Okay, I could see that. That'd be dope.
I will go during the Matrix time, and I'll be
you are living.
We
the Matrix
we are in
time.
The Matrix, bro.
No, like the movie we I'm talking.
Yeah, about.
No.
Bro.
So,
he's like,
you like that, right? You like that, huh?
So they would have to free you.
I'm freed.
Free Star Lord.
I went like Neo and learned all the fucking martial arts, and I'm just like a day to day.
You're like an accountant.
But you're
that
not
can...
Neo, though.
Nah.
Yeah, Neo's the chosen one.
You're
not Neo.
You gotta be like regular guy. Like,
nah, then fuck that movie. Geo. Nah, I'm not that regular guy.
Yeah,
fuck
you
that.
Can't be the main character. Right. You're just in that world.
Nah, fuck that. That shit is brutal.
I just watched the third one the other day, and I was like, oh, damn. Those fucking machines would run into those that fucking cave. And
those
like,
weird octopus things?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, damn, that's pretty crazy.
They'll throw fucking little, like, shit at it and it'll blow up the shit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man.
Dang. Okay. So no on the Matrix.
No. What about you, Piff? I got nothing. I'm going to go back with my choice.
Man, I was thinking of a couple things. I mean, you could think cartoons, too.
Why not?
What world would be super tough?
Or you think you could make it good in?
It'd probably be a Disney movie or like...
What, you going mad happy like that?
Yeah, I'm gonna be happy for the rest of my life. fucking paradise. Why the fuck would I be over here stressed out?
I've only seen white people doing good in those movies.
Pick a stressful movie. Like,
you're gonna over here killing people for a life, and you're like,
I'll be like, yo, you know what? I kind of just want to chill by the beach. Shit.
Make it a musical.
Little Mermaid and shit. There you go. A whole new world. But probably, movie. I don't know. I might have to get back to that. I'll probably be anywhere between like
The Emperor's New Groove.
Yo,
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I'd love that.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Well, why not?
Fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, I would enjoy that type
dead?
Of crazy.
You would be dead, or you would
I
be
wouldn't.
Alive?
I wouldn't mind being dead.
You get to morph yourself.
I'd be dead. Yeah, I would definitely. That's a good one. That's I think Beetlejuice crazy. Probably.
Okay, live in the
sure.
Beetlejuice world.
Yeah, that was tough.
I will pick Dragon Ball Z.
What?
Damn.
Would you be a Saiyan? What kind of person would you be?
I'll be a Saiyan.
Word.
That means you're
Ball
dead.
Go on,
huh?
Man.
That means you're dead.
All right.
Yeah, it's only like what two Saiyans?
Yeah,
left?
Goku, Broly, three.
Well, they keep.
Yeah, but
you can
be a Saiyan, bro. You could pick who you
you'll
are.
You'll be the one that doesn't die.
He looked at me like I could be a Saiyan, bro.
Okay,
thanks, bro. Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro. I'm a Saiyan, bro.
Not because
I'm a Namekian.
Oh, word! You pick the green dude.
Yeah.
Extend your arms and shit.
Piccolo was my favorite.
Best dad. But yeah, I just want that type of power, so I have the power to like destroy planets.
What would you do with that power?
Destroy planets.
I will threaten. I will be like a god in certain universes, control the universe under the palm of my hand.
Nice.
Huh.
Very.
You're a Saiyan that has that much power.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm gonna be a superhero? Going to be Goku.
Let me save you.
Hey, you're strong. Let's fight. Nah.
you're just deleting fools.
I'm taking the advantage of my powers.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be like Hancock.
Yeah. Like, if I had superpowers.
Hancock, he was be like
if I had superpowers at this time, I work for, like, the government or some shit.
Yeah, Yeah, I wouldn't work for
wouldn't
no
you make
government.
The government work for you?
I'd make them work for me. Yeah.
Because,
matter of fact, what I would do if I had that type of power.
Yo, Thanos, chill out, bro.
I would overthrow every single fucking government in the world and let the people sort it out. And
yeah.
Be like, yo, listen, you got your freedom
straight
back.
Straight anarchy.
Take this shit back.
Straight gang wars.
If they couldn't get it together, that's when I step in and I rule everything.
But yo, society going
like
at,
I can rule the world justly.
Society going to look at you as a villain. They're gonna be like, oh,
too
you
fucking
see?
Bad.
So now you're just a bad guy. You're not a hero. You're just somebody with superpowers.
No, I'm not, but I'm trying to make the world a better place.
You know what? I can't even. I don't know why I'm defending yourself because I wanted to rule universes.
Yeah, you literally just said the same thing.
Yeah, like.
And I'm here questioning you, like, yo, why would he do that? That's fucked up.
Like, oh my God, bro. You're a piece
over
of shit, bro.
About, I wanted the power to destroy planets. He's like, man, you destroy governments? That's pretty harsh.
Yeah, that's
mean, harsh,
dude.
Man.
That's pretty brutal.
Dang.
What about you, JX?
I know.
Don't
I would
say Braveheart.
No, dude. I would so probably.
I've seen a reoccurring theme here. You love medieval.
Like,
time.
Yeah,
so
medieval.
You
know,
that's,
I'm
that's
not
that's your area.
No, I would have probably taken one of the Marvel movies, like Spider Man.
And who would you be? A random civilian?
Would you be Spider Man?
No, I would be like.
You'd be a Mary Jane?
After like Miles Morales, like another Spider Man that gets bit by one of those.
The Guatemalan one?
Yeah, Guatemalan one.
Guatemalan Spider Man? Nice.
Yeah, repping a BX, Guatemalan man.
What a man.
I have to play that every time I show up to people. They're like, what's going on here?
Just carry a wired Bluetooth speaker and have it on your utility belt when you go to
people. What a man.
There's a little recording.
Blast off.
You just hip to hip. And you're ready to act.
Yeah, oh some nasty speakers that just static and everything.
I think I'll probably be a Marvel.
Yeah, see, I'd be that. I'd be Spider-Man.
X-Men
and shit like that.
But I wouldn't want anything that would like mutate my appearance. Like, I want to still look like Marty.
You could have said you look like anybody in the world.
Magnetic
and you're like,
Marty.
What else would I want to look like anybody else in the world?
Magnetic Marty.
I'm going to be Magnetic
or like,
Marty.
I'll go X-Men. Yo, X-Men is my
I'll
other one. I'll take
Magneto's powers. I'll keep it on the stupid low.
Stupid low.
No, actually not.
Doing what? Like
I'm
moving
be,
coins?
A,
like picking
I'm
up coins?
I'm going to be killing people so easily. Like with little
Jesus.
Needles.
Yeah.
I'm going to be robbing banks. I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Robbing banks?
I'm using magnetic fields to short out all your security systems, the cameras and all that
okay.
shit.
Okay, and then doing what with the money? That's all digital.
Yeah, I'm spending it, man.
What do you
mean?
What
do
you
mean digital? That's,
and don't
they
dare come for Marty.
I'm taking cold hard cash from the bank.
Okay.
You feel me?
How are you going to take it? You have a truck? You walking in there?
What do you mean? I'm Magneto. I control magnetic fields. I make a little magnetic bubble. A little magnetic bubble backpack.
Just
on my way.
Here we go.
Walking out.
Here we go.
No, I'd do X-Men. X-Men Arrow,
yeah,
too.
X-Men is super dope.
Magneto has a dope power. I would. Jean Grey is pretty sweet, though.
Jean Grey what? But she can't control this shit.
I would want that Logan healing factor so I could live a long time.
Wolverine shit.
Yeah, and I'll just live life.
I wouldn't mind what
you would just live life.
Very
you wouldn't do anything. You would just go to your job.
I'd have a long time to actually try and accomplish what I want to accomplish. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So instead of having like a power that gets you what you wanted, you just want to live a long time?
I honestly just want to experience the future. I want to see what the future is like. I want to see how the world moves around me. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
I want to be the fly on the wall.
Would you ever try anything risky, like be a stunt double, if you knew you could just heal it off?
Yeah, probably. If they yeah,
jump
yeah.
off a building,
have a great job.
Yeah,
save a life or two.
Maybe save a life.
Be a hero.
Be a fucking or a villain. A mercenary or some shit.
Yeah,
like
but
that?
You don't have any claws. You just
yeah, I know, yeah. but I heal well, very quickly.
That's
but
why
I have the
you have bone claws.
I want,
you have bone claws.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I don't have adamantium.
No. That was
so
added to him later.
So I get shot in the head.
It's gonna go through.
I want claws. I don't want claws. I just want the adamantium skeleton and the healing factor.
No, but you see, that's a surgery.
You just want to be
that,
like
that,
immortal.
That's like you want a DR.
A regular immortal guy.
I'll go to DR to get adamantium.
go to DR for the weekend.
Come back with healing factor.
New bone structure. Who this?
Or I would take to teleport.
Honestly,
I think teleporting
honestly,
would be dope too.
I would take Silver Surfer. I want to travel the cosmos.
Oh, that'd be dope.
That's a very
who's gonna stop me on Earth?
No. When I'm intergalactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be dope. Silver Surfer is one of the best characters.
Create my own fucking base on the moon and be like, yo, Earth.
You answer
I
to
own
me.
The moon now. I'm holding the moon hostage.
It's me, bitches.
I want $300 trillion and I'll give you back the moon. 300. And when they pay me, I push the moon into the Earth.
And just kill everyone.
Just still laugh evilly.
And then what you going to do with the money? Use it somewhere
else. You don't need money.
Where are you going to spend it?
I don't give a fuck about the money. I don't give a fuck about
it. You just want to push moons.
I'm That's fucking traveling the cosmos.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you take money. The money?
I'm just sticking it to the man. Taking all their, stealing all their money before I fucking kill them. And then throw all that money into the fucking sun.
Just burn it all.
Keep one guy alive to watch you do that.
Yeah, I'll keep a few people alive. And I won't destroy the whole planet. I'll terraform Mars so they could
live on that.
I'll transport that small collect, like 100 people. I'll bring them there.
Who are you taking? 100 people. What are you taking?
Can I go? Sorry to say this, I'm not taking any white people.
Okay.
He said, "Damn, I'm out."
Those guys are inherently evil. They're gonna fucking try to steal land from all these other people.
Hey, this is mine. I was here first.
So, Spanish and Asian people.
Hey.
There you go.
Okay. Damn, I
make
God.
A superhuman.
I didn't make the boat.
Nope.
Caribbean.
Oh, you added them too?
Yeah.
Okay, so you take 100 people, you kill everyone else, and then they have to be thankful that you plucked them on Mars.
No, they don't have to be thankful.
They're just there.
It's not even guaranteed that they're going to survive.
Exactly. So you're
going to die.
But those 100 people, yo, listen, I put you on this planet. There's like Earth.
Try to make it.
Do something right, man. Start over. I already did the first part for you. I covered all the white
and
people.
Then they're just going to kill
let's
each other.
It's doing the right thing.
Yeah, they're just going to kill
let's do the right thing. I'm going to leave them with mad textbooks.
And you're going to force them to read.
No,
they're going
no,
to
I'm
go
not
crazy.
Force them. If they want to live, if they want to learn how to build a fucking, how to get water and build a building and all
so
that shit.
You're going
to
leave a bunch of how-to books.
I'm going to leave them with all the knowledge they need. All this knowledge. I don't even have this knowledge. All I got is fucking
it's on Mars.
Map for dummy books.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave them with everything they need to know.
Architecture
for
dummies.
It's up to them to learn.
And there's the people
and what
today.
If this is how humanity was created?
Oh, man. Here we go.
It could be.
Yeah, there you go.
Some fucking guy going over here.
Adam and Steve?
All the planets.
Adam and Steve.
No, ain't no Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve over here.
Wait.
Dropping people on.
We ain't bring. None of them will be included in this one. You let them right now. We gotta procreate and continue. I'm sorry.
We gotta. We're throwing all
Wait,
these.
Wait, we. What are you looking out for humanity for then? If
Why
you
not?
Just killed off everyone.
What do you mean? I'm not killing. I'm taking those 100 people.
Yeah,
they're gonna survive.
It's gonna
they're
be. Gonna it's
gonna
be like 60 bitches at least.
60 bitches, like 40 dudes. Yeah. You know.
40. It's gonna be 20 dudes in a little because they're gonna kill the other 20 off just so they can afford twice as many bitches.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. And then what? And then
I don't know. It's up to them.
60
man.
Bitches, 20 dudes. There's enough for everyone.
We need to triple up.
That's enough,
no,
that's enough.
No, but it was 40, 60.
But we got to make sure these women ain't signed for these fucking feminist types. So they want to.
It is more of us than them.
Because you're done.
You guys are working for us now.
Oh man!
Oh no!
I don't know. I hope these 40 men can take on these 60 women because if not,
God, what a scenario this is!
I'm sure two men could take on 60 women.
Oh, I don't know. What time
mad,
of the month
angry,
is this?
Mad women listeners right now.
What time of the
like,
month is
like
this?
Like out of the 10 people,
yo, listen, man.
These two women are going crazy.
We love all of y'all, man. We love all of y'all.
We love everyone.
We love our queen.
This is all jokes. Yeah, don't DM us anything.
Half of it is jokes. Half of it is serious.
You have to decide which side.
Don't get your titties in a twist.
You have to decide. I love that. That's your solution
we just
to humanity.
Lost all our listeners, right?
Yeah.
Our fucking podcast for last week is gonna be fucking negative 26. Negative 26 listens.
Don't listen.
We lost
this.
All the gay and women listeners.
This
is straight machismo guys. That's all we need.
Is the machismo man. Damn it.
Oh, no.
God damn it. We don't want y'all here either, right? Fucking bastards.
That's pretty funny.
Yo, we got some fucking solid time.
Yeah.
What you want to do? You want to call it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I think we
can
do, one or two more questions.
All right, let's go do two more questions. I like
that. I'm done with one more question. Okay.
Do you have a question?
Let me see.
If
anybody who does have a question.
Which one you think is more painful? being attacked by an alligator or being attacked by a grizzly bear?
Oh my god, one of these.
It's like, would you rather question?
Would you rather?
I feel like the grizzly bear is more ferocious. Like the attack is gonna be more ferocious. It's gonna be clawing at you, biting at you. That all the alligator could really do is bite you and spin and
drown.
But it's gonna rip off your leg.
Yeah,
or that, whatever it bites.
What if you're going to the swamp?
Yeah, he drowns.
What if
takes me into the swamp?
What if you have a hammer?
He drowns you in mud, not even water.
Yeah, I'll hammer the eyes out.
We
need that for
the
soundboard.
With the grizzly bear, I don't know if I can fucking one-on-one them either.
I feel like
a grizzly's gonna be a bad.
You cannot run.
A grizzly bear's a whole fight though. Alligator's like, damn, you're gonna take my leg. All
right,
I'm out.
Yeah.
But you could run from an alligator though. Because if you run like zigzags, it's well, this is what I heard. I don't know how true this is.
Yeah, word. Let's go test it out.
I don't know how time tested this ritual is, but they say if you run in zigzags away from a alligator, it's gonna get confused and it's gonna keep changing direction because it can't.
Its vision is split. So
no,
it sees
the because
size?
It can't really turn that well.
I wouldn't think it could keep up anyway.
That's not their game. Turn. Their game is like surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
So grab. Yeah, surprise, motherfucker. While I'm running from that one alligator, I'm being ambushed by the other three that he's leading me into.
Exactly.
And the bear's just chilling back there waiting.
No, the bear's going to catch you. You're not going to outrun
the bear's
going to
kill me on the alligator.
I can outrun a bear.
Bear versus alligator.
If I'm running out, if I'm outrunning a bear down the hill,
no,
I could do it. Because I'll start rolling.
You're not going to roll faster than 35 miles an hour.
He's going to stumble.
I guarantee. It's going to stumble?
Yo, man, that bear's been running all its fucking life up and down those hills.
And it's going to stumble.
First time there.
And he's stumbling.
He's like, oh, look, he's rolling himself up for me.
Well, he's about to grab me. I'm going to take out the mace.
He's seasoning himself for me with all that fresh soil and grass.
The bear's not walking on all twos. Like, he's walking on all fours.
When he's about to grab me, I'm taking out the mace.
What, do you have mace in this scenario?
I have a mace.
Like pepper spray?
How are you always picking and choosing what happens? You're just in a fight, bare hand.
This is the scenarios that we're doing here.
So in my scenario, I'd be like, all right, you know, so I'll run into him, fucking pull out my shotgun, blow his fucking brains out.
There you go. But then we could also counter, we're like, yo, there's no firearms allowed in this scenario.
Or all the bear's got armor.
Now we're back to this fucking
armor.
Machete board talk. Fucking circled back.
No, bear versus alligator, I give it to the bear.
I give it to the bear.
Depends on kind of bear.
Or a bear versus the alligator, or you versus the bear or alligator?
This is a new question. You versus the bear and the alligator. It's a Mexican standoff. I feel like I'll somehow convince the bear and the alligator to go at each other.
I'll just be like.
And I'm dipping.
Look.
Throw some honey on the alligator and run.
You just have honey in this scenario too? Where the fuck you go? There's a fucking beehive.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a beehive that you just
always carry
put
a
your
packet
hand
of honey.
In.
I always carry a packet of honey with me.
Yo, C-Spec's talking to these things to convince them. And what?
Yo, listen, honey bear.
look what I got right here, y'all.
Whisper sweet nothings.
I barely have any time to convince you.
Listen here, smoke it.
Listen, I got a couple of... Only sliced lemon that you could throw over this alligator. I'm telling you.
Bong ass
hoquin. You're never going to have a feast like that again. You're going to hate me for putting you onto this.
Honey glazed alligator. Swamp talk.
BuzzFeed article about this.
But bear versus alligator, where they're really like the scenario where there's no swamp, it's just dumb.
If it's just them, it's just them.
I think the bear would fucking... the alligator, I think, would either get... If he gets to bite him, right?
It has to be in the face.
I think the alligator was going to claw him into his body and rip him with the cartilage of whatever he got and just start.
How do you defeat an alligator? Like, it has armor, skin.
Yeah,
like, what do you do?
The bottom is weak.
Oh, yeah, the bottom is
weak. The bottom is super stabbable.
How the bear knows?
So the bear slaps
it's not like
the
a turtle?
No, but I'm
the bear slaps the alligator because that's what they do. They fucking slap.
The bear probably slaps him, falls on his back, and pierces
him. The alligator probably rolls.
Yeah,
and if he gets on his back.
If he comes in while he's swinging, he's open. The alligator, boom, the face.
Alligator
wins.
If the alligator gets the face,
it's over.
Unless in
can an alligator
in the motion of
bear's
They got skull? The they got the strongest bite force.
It's well, that bear has a one of them. Strong fucking skull.
But I,
like, nah, but it's not
it,
that
it
big.
Cuts your jugulars, no, but it's dude. A strong, that's why
like, it's a strong that like, it could survive a shot to the head.
Yeah, do alligator have a lot of teeth or just like two fangs?
No, it's a lot. It's a whole like foot and a half or 2 feet. And that's why all the predators go for the jugular because they know you bleed out and you just die.
My dog goes for the jugular.
Every most animals that are predators do.
And my dog's not that big, and my dog's a fucking killer. She's like a shelter dog, but
oh, that's not normal.
That fat doggy ain't no killer.
yo, that's what they think. That's what they think. Bro.
Out.
Yo, my dog,
I walk next to a dog, I think like, can yo, I defeat the shit look, if it acts up right now.
There's a pit bull, right? There's a pit bull. Right,
that's not your dog, though.
I think I could defeat a lot of dogs.
Pit bull's not my dog. Right? There's another pit bull. I was walking my dog, and my dog just went straight. She's very angry when she gets angry with dogs. She's the kindest dog in the world. But with dogs, she's ready to go. She gets a mohawk, her hair, and her spine stands up. And she's vicious, bro. She goes straight for the neck, and that dog was leaking, bro. They had to rip the dog off him. Damn. My dog was going to town, bro.
There's still one of your dog's tooth. Is still on that dog?
Probably. It's probably in the dog's
crazy.
Ass.
That's crazy.
Niggas just swallowed it up. Yo, it was bad. I was like, yo, from that day on, I was like, all right. You're
yeah, dude,
bitch.
Straight to the jugulars? Yeah. Oof.
Forget she don't that. Look like one, but she is.
Nah.
Real ass bitch. Give a fuck about a nigga.
You guys found a suitcase.
I love suitcase talk.
What would you do with it?
All right. Look, check this out.
Damn, mind you, this is a suitcase full of money. So
how much?
That's meant for somebody to pick up. I don't know.
There you go.
It's filled with $100 bills, and they're all real.
Where are you finding it? This
you gotta clean it.
No, where'd you find it? Where'd you find it? Because this is
you're walking
gonna determine
on your way
if
home?
I pick it up.
You're walking on your way home.
It's on the sidewalk.
And you find it on the sidewalk.
Or in between like a car.
It's stashed somewhere. Like in between two garbage cans.
You just
cans.
Happen to fucking see
and
a reflection
see,
of something.
You see a suitcase.
I have
on your way home. So you're in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So first thing. I'm walking.
So
it gotta depend what time is it. What time is it?
It's stashed there. So that means it's meant
it's a lot of things that matter.
Is someone's meant there to pick it up.
It's stashed.
And if someone stashed money there might be
somebody
know,
watching it.
There might be someone watching it.
But
to
we
wait
don't
for
know
the guy to come pick it up.
We don't know the situation.
We don't know if the guy's watching. All
right. It depends how far I am from my house. Because once I'm at my house,
would you go back home if you picked it up?
Nah, hell no.
Exactly. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're right. You're
if
right.
Someone's watching. He's going to follow you home. Like,
I'll go into a telly with two exits.
Yeah, but see, know? I'm thinking of protection already. Well, that money can't protect me
but
right now, unless I can get to
you're
something
exposing
that will
your whole
protect
family.
Me. Yeah, I am. You're right. You got me there. All right. Yeah. So I would have to. I would definitely, if I look around, I'm pretty good at stocking out the block.
You're going to have to make a phone call to somebody who could protect you and have
me. I'm going to definitely have to be like, yo, somebody meet me right now. I already know who to call.
Now you just took someone else's life away.
Yeah, but we're going all in.
We got a suitcase full of $100.
We have to. Nah, you're right.
I never said how big the suitcase was.
There's someone watching.
All right.
Could be this big. $400.
All right.
Nah, we're talking about regular size suitcase packed to the brim.
There's about $100,000 there.
There's
about 100,000 you're telling me, right?
I don't know.
It's all hundreds?
Maybe a million.
All hundreds?
Could be a million.
Let's say there's 100,000.
Packed to the brim.
Now yeah, but it's a suitcase.
Closing. You have trouble closing.
I take a
up.
Taxi to a hotel in the city.
There you go.
Where there's a lot of
there you
people.
Go. I would go
traffic,
somewhere.
A lot of traffic.
A lot of stuff going on.
A very expensive hotel.
What about an Uber?
But then check this. You get into the taxi. The guy goes. The guy who's watching goes, yo. Makes a call to his boy in the city. Yo, I got this guy heading to the city. He's in
that's
the
good.
Taxi
cameras. The cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So what are the cameras going to do?
They're going to leave digital pinpoints of what happened last.
Yeah.
You know?
For what?
So if someone kills me,
they fucked up.
They're at risk.
This is no country for old men right here.
Look, yeah, in a situation of that, they're watching you, right? They're very organized. They're very smart. And if they're going to go, they're
are
not going to do
it. Are they? If they're just leaving $100,000 in a suitcase?
Yes.
Are they that organized?
No,
what color is the suitcase?
Because the guy's watching it. Somebody dropped it, and they left somebody to watch it, which means they're careful. They're waiting for somebody to come pick it up. Then the guy leaves and goes about his day. But nobody did pick it up. Your dumb ass or your smart ass, depending on how you fucking do it, decides to pick it up.
Yeah.
So they're not going to go into the building and just kill somebody knowing that there's cameras. That's going to fuck up their whole operation because they're hot. Somebody dies, they're going to be like, why did they kill them for this money? Where's this money coming from? Questions. So that is smart.
I call some people over. We split in the money.
And then we walk out strapped.
No, they all leave before me. I leave last with the suitcase.
Empty.
Leave it on the sidewalk.
Right.
Bang. No, I Uber to Uber and Uber somewhere else.
I go upstate and have an Uber like waiting for me. Once I get out, like, oh, I'm taking you
and
back.
And then you come back to Queens.
No gas.
You take the same Uber back. So the now same you guy's like, oh, that's me again.
Now you got to clean the money because how you going to spend this money that just appeared? Yeah. Where you get it from?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. So,
well, you don't do it all at once. Nah. Otherwise, IRS.
I go to the casino.
Other people's names.
Everybody goes. I send one person to the casino, mad chips, come back, get the chips back. Clean money.
Nigga, you lose money that way too.
Yeah, but whatever. It's cleaning it. You gotta clean it somehow.
You're losing money, but you're not really losing money because
you never had it to begin with.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're actually gaining it. You're gaining your actual free money, your actual clean money.
And you do it one person. I want to do it one. I go to a casino with a couple of people. We split the money around a couple of ways. Yeah. And then, you know, a couple thousands here and there. And then we cash out.
Would you tell all the people how much money you had?
No.
Exactly. I need you
to help me clean about $5,000. I'll give you $1,000.
I could clean $100,000. You do that shit through construction.
Yeah, facts.
You have to have people that have payroll, and you don't have. You're paying your guys cash. All right, you could fucking write me a check. I'll give you cash. Bang, $100,000 clean.
I'm gonna take that money, go to a restaurant.
Okay.
Open the suitcase and pay for my food.
Yeah. And then mad people are going to see all that money in the suitcase.
Dude, you're not leaving that restaurant
The guy
alive.
Who's following you is going to go into the suitcase. He's going to go into the restaurant later. And, yeah, you see a guy come in with a suitcase? And you're going to stick out.
Yeah, table four.
Like, oh, yeah, remember that big fucking Dominican guy, 6'8". Fucking, he opened a suitcase full of $100 bills.
It's a legend in this town by now.
And he didn't even tip me.
When they approached me, though.
Where to next?
Well, I got to make sure I'm, you know, full before I do any moves.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, I'm gonna hail a cab, a town car, right? And I'm gonna go down to Times Square.
All right.
And do what?
Get a hotel. Different name.
They need your ID.
Nah, I'm going to some shady shit because I'm giving cash
in Times Square.
I have a lot of money.
You go to a shady place in Times Square.
Money talks.
Where's this shady hotel in Times Square?
I know a guy.
The center of New York City.
Yeah. The Olive Garden back there.
Money can break the rules. If I give the dude like 2 stacks cash,
he's gonna call the police.
He's gonna take the 2 stacks.
He's gonna take the 2 stacks. He's gonna let me stay.
His shift is over. Be like, yo, there's someone coming in. He's got a lot of money. Call the cops.
He looked like a Starlos.
I'll probably just go to my crib, man. I don't even know, man.
You just take money. Walk in.
Would not go to my house.
Bullet holes everywhere.
Because now they know where you live.
It's just never. Your whole building then, explodes.
Even if you leave with the money, now they got your family. Mm. Hey, but I don't know who the fuck you are. But I got your mother over here in a fucking headlock.
Suck it, dick.
Wow. So you don't give me that fucking money back. There's a lot of things that's going to go wrong.
This shit getting crazy, son.
This shit got real dark right now. Yeah, I just wanted to eat, and now my mom's kidnapped.
Your mom only gets 10 seconds of air every minute.
Because of facial recognition.
The rest is getting stopped.
Oh my God.
I need the money now.
I spent it.
They're not getting it because she's going to die either way.
What?
Shit.
They're going to get it. If you think like them, they're the type to take the money and then kill me and my mom.
So I'm going to come back.
So what are you going to spend? Okay. So you get the money. Say you hide it, whatever. You have $100K. What are you spending it on?
Oh, shit. A boat.
A boat.
I'm buying a boat.
He's gonna rob your boat.
I'm gonna just.
That's a good investment.
Is that a money sink?
And you're traveling far away.
Who's gonna see me?
Yeah.
Do you know how to drive a boat?
No, I'm gonna have
sailboat?
A conductor or whatever. A sailor
conductor.
MTA. Next stop. Yeah.
A
Pacific Ocean.
A captain. Yeah. He's like, I don't know how to drive a boat. I push buttons on a train. I'm not gonna be doing anything.
Get a boat. I'm gonna call that shit.
Live in the ocean, right? Because you can see if someone's coming.
Yeah. I'm going to have my mace and harpoons ready to go.
The SpongeBob life?
Absolutely.
And you're getting
I can make
food.
Pit stops anywhere I go. Pit I have 100,000.
Okay, that's not going to last you very long, dude. On a boat?
Yeah, 100,000 ain't gonna last you long, bro.
It probably cost you 100,000 to get a boat.
Nah, you need an investment.
Nah, I'm gonna get that shit.
You're gonna spend all your money trying to escape. By the time you escape, you're gonna be like, damn, I need to go back. I need a job.
I'll
be late for work.
You're gonna
tomorrow.
Fucking be homeless after that.
Pretty much.
And then we're gonna see you in Times Square.
I'm gonna die though.
I left the union for this.
I'm gonna die on my boat. In the middle of the Pacific Ocean, starving.
Dehydration, drinking mass seawater.
Nah, you could take a shirt and dip it in seawater and then squeeze it, and it won't be as salty. It's better trying.
It'll
than
be ass
how many
salty.
How many times can you do that until the shirt becomes?
You could sun
all
vaporize
salt.
Salt water.
I think some guy like lived in the fucking ocean for like a month. Just drinking water.
Yeah, that's how long you plan to live.
Off a YouTube video that I found.
Maybe had a life straw.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, word. I'm about to get one. All right,
so Carlos is dying out at sea, in a boat. What are you guys doing? You get 100K. You got away from these people.
You got away.
You're safe. You got 100K. Just to be safe.
Hell yeah, I would not be safe.
You could stretch that 100,000.
I would definitely. With 100,000, there's no type of not safety I'm not gonna have over there, bro. And on top of that, I already got my. So I'm good.
I'm just fine. I'm good.
Don't worry. We don't need to speak on it.
But we're gonna get there, and we're gonna be living. Listen, it's just 100,000. It's not like, but because 100,000 is obtainable, bro. But this happened real fast. I'm gonna just chill out there till it cools down, relocate. Cause now I got my 100,000 to invest. I could turn into a millionaire in a couple weeks.
I go to the casino and play black.
Nice.
100,000 on black.
Damn.
One shot.
On black.
One shot.
If I lose everything. I go back to work tomorrow. That's
it. I respect that. That's ballsy. All right. What are you doing, C-Spec?
So that's one way to live.
What am I doing with 100,000?
Have 100,000 less problems.
I got 100,000 less problems. Nah, honestly, I'm definitely gonna upgrade a lot of studio equipment. We're gonna upgade.
Because we got away from them.
Yeah, exactly. We got away. They don't know anything.
But you can't just spend it like that.
What do you mean?
You have to like.
You just put 100,000 on
money
black.
From.
Like, I got away. I'm not going. Listen, I'm not going to fucking Guitar Center and drop it 50,000 cash.
You know
what I'm saying?
Guitar Center's
going to
go.
I'm going to every Guitar Center.
Guitar Center's
going to
call the police.
And I'm spreading it around. I'm buying something.
Only goes to Guitar Centers over
here.
I've never heard one
song. What happened?
Yeah, you know Marty. Yeah, he's buying everything.
Yeah, he's buying all the equipment in the world.
We gotta restart the fucking triangles every week. The ding ding.
Yeah. Best customer this month.
Yeah. I'm buying mad audio equipment.
Okay.
And
we're fucking blowing up this podcast.
A bigger studio? No.
Bigger studio.
Okay.
Cop this whole hallway.
But you gotta maintain.
And just be trapping.
You have to maintain that shit
monthly.
That's
the investment.
But
that's an investment.
I still got a couple. Because
you already have studios.
I got probably tens of thousands of dollars left over. And I could go somewhere and turn that 50,000 that's left over.
And you're taking
equipment.
The studio equipment with you?
No. I spent 50,000.
Sure.
I spent 50, half of it
on
good, equipment.
Good equipment.
I
great.
Take the other half. I make a phone call. Turn that 50 into another 100,000. And then we keep
one phone.
We
call.
Keep flipping that 100,000.
Where we? That's
I got a syndicate. I got it. Yo, bro, I'll make a couple of phone calls.
We could do this now.
No, because I don't have 100,000.
That's what
with.
You need to start with? You just gave me 50,000.
You need money to make money. If I come in with 50,000 and I tell my boys, yo, I got 50,000, let's start something with that. That's all I need to do. That's all I need to do.
And then
that's all I need to do. And it started. And we all turned that 50 into 100. And then now we're all eating. We're all eating, and we got a big ass studio. What more do I want?
There you go.
What more do I want?
Living.
You asked me what.
You can fly whenever you want.
I never said what.
Vacation whenever you want.
I never said what movie I would want to live in.
Oh, facts.
Oh yeah, sure.
Paid in Full.
Oh,
there it is.
Damn.
Paid in Full. I'm living in Paid in Full.
That's 70s, right?
Yeah.
80s. 80s is ill too. 70s went into 80s.
Yeah.
For sure. That's a good time. That's a great time.
I will open a food truck.
Never seen it. Right. We gotta write down a couple of movies for Jordan, just so you can get up to date. You got the fucking drinking suit. Don't be a menace. Don't be a menace.
While drinking juice.
The Warriors.
Warriors.
Paid in Full.
Paid in Full.
The Terminators.
Terminators.
Seen
Shawshank Redemption.
Jack City.
What? New Jack City.
No. New Jack City.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yo, he's gonna watch all these movies. He's
Shawshank
come back.
Redemption. You didn't watch?
No.
We're gonna put them all onto the hood flicks, and then he's gonna come back to work.
Yo, you know what? You know what? We could play movies here.
Jordan, can you please move this?
Yo, you know what we're doing? Every week we come in, we watch a movie, and then we start the podcast.
Not a full movie.
No, not a full movie. Half a movie just to get you in.
And then the next week we watch the other half.
Yeah, we do 45.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it, yeah.
You could choose to finish it.
Or I can watch them, yeah, all right.
You could be like, I don't like it. But you'll I don't think you'll ever be like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
If we shut up through the movie, those are classics.
Yeah, yeah.
If you shut up during the movie.
If we shut up through the movie, you'll like it.
Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
No. Not for these.
Put the guns away, bro.
We like to see live action. Put the guns away. Wow.
Ready to quick draw.
So that's going to – thanks for talking with us this week, everybody.
Concludes
our podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on social medias, New York 60. And we wanted to thank you for listening. Anchor, Spotify. Find us on a lot of different ones.
We're all over.
Links in the description. And so much love. Thanks for tuning in with us, you guys. And
signing out.
Yeah, much love. Peace, love, positivity.
Peace.
Later.
Peace. Easy.
We out this bitch.
Easy on
him. I subscribe.